Welcome to the first episode of the ACL Project podcast. I am your host and I'm the founder of the ACL Project. My name is Liam Hennessy. Guys, I want to start off this first episode with just talking a little bit about the mission of who I am and what is this ACL Project. So I'm a physical therapist. I've been a PT for about 3 years now, coming up on 3 years, a little short. And it all started when, you know, being a PT, you treat a lot of different conditions or a lot of injuries. And, you know, I started working with a few people who had ACL surgery, and I loved it. I gravitated towards it because I really enjoyed the challenge of getting these people from the start point where, you know, they're coming from a place where they just got out of surgery and they could barely walk. You know, their knee is swollen, and at the end of the day, they feel helpless. They feel like they're never going to get back to doing the things they love. And a lot of these people who had this injury tend to be active people, whether it be something more simple like just going on a walk with your family, or people who enjoy playing soccer or basketball, things like that. And there's this thought in the back of their mind that there's a chance they're not going to get back to doing these things. So we go from this very, very low point, probably one of those lowest points in their life, to getting them back to doing the things they love and watching them go, not just physically, but mentally grow throughout this process. And I became really drawn to that. So that's kind of how I got started with me just getting passionate about working with people who had ACL surgery. And then, you know, it came kind of naturally to me, and I was really just excited and I enjoyed working with these people. And then, you know, I talked to some other people who had ACL surgery. I treated some other people who may have been treated at different clinics and they weren't seeing the progress that I was expecting. And after talking to these people about what their rehab or training process looked like, you know, I was a little shocked to hear what they were doing. You know, they were in these clinics where, you know, they were stuck with you know, three other patients at the same time as a therapist, and they weren't really getting the one-on-one attention. Or, you know, they may have been working with someone who wasn't really skilled in working with someone who had ACL surgery. So you can tell they didn't really have a great plan, or they weren't being challenged enough. So, you know, I kept hearing these more and more stories about these ACLers who had surgery, and they were struggling years out from the surgery. And I'm thinking, man, like, you know, I've worked with a few ACLers, and, you know, we got them back to playing the sports, and, you know, it didn't take years to get back. It's definitely a process. But, you know, just things started going through my mind, like, hey, maybe a lot of other people aren't getting the care they need. And then that's where, I don't know, some people might already know, I do have an Instagram account, the ACL Project. That's where I kind of started everything. And I just started talking to a lot of other people who had ACL surgery. And they're telling me, like, yeah, man, it's been 2 years. You know, I used to love running. I used to be in shape. And after this surgery, I haven't done anything. You know, there's a lot of different stories where people, they, you know, insurance cut them off visits. So they kind of just got lost with the physical therapy. Or their visits were too expensive. So, you know, obviously they don't want to be spending $1,000 a month trying to get back to what they want to be doing. So it's not, some people, it's just not realistic to do that. Kind of lost the train of thought there. First podcast, kind of cut me some slack, guys. But, you know, after talking to more people who had ACL surgery on Instagram, I just realized there's such a big need for people who may not have access to someone who is qualified and able and willing to help these people. So that's really how the ACL Project got started. And the whole mission of this thing is to really help everyone go from a point where they may feel helpless, where they may feel lost, and bring them along this path to getting back to doing the things they love. And the thing about ACL surgery, or people who had ACL surgery, is there's people from every walks of life. There's people, you know, you can be a mother who had this freak bowling accident, or, you know, you have a 15-year-old girl who played soccer and had a non-contact injury and tore her ACL. So the main thing about ACL surgery, guys, is you got to understand it's going to be a journey. It's not going to be something where someone can just rub your leg where they can't just rub your leg and massage you and break up the scar tissue and you get your knee back. At the end of the day, you're going to have to put in the work. You're going to have to find what your knee needs and do these things consistently, guys. It's a journey, but at the end of the day, that's what makes it so special, because you've earned this. You know, you've worked to get back to doing the things you love. So guys, I hope you're excited to learn more throughout this journey. I want to keep talking and educating people on things that I think are important, and things that you may not be able to find in other locations. And guys, at the end of the day, there's a ton of information out there. You know, I'm sure a lot of people have Googled ACL rehab, you know, ACL exercises, and it's information overload. So I want to be a resource for people to help build them confidence, give them direction and support they need to get where they want. If you guys have any questions, I have my Instagram. It's probably the best way to reach me, through the ACL Project. There's a couple underscores under there, but look up the ACL Project, shoot me a DM. We can chat and go from there. Looking forward to the journey, guys. If you have any questions, just hit me up and we'll talk, okay? Have a good rest of the week.